You're listening to SBS News.
The United States is standing by its commitment to be the world's vaccine arsenal to supply the fight against COVID-19. More than 110 million vaccine doses have been donated to more than 60 countries, ranging from Afghanistan to Zambia. The United Nations says that's more than the number of vaccines donated by 24 other countries combined. US President Joe Biden says it's in the nation's interest to make sure the rest of the world is vaccinated.
And the democracies of the world are looking to America to lead again in two ways. First, to demonstrate we can control this virus at home. And second, to show we can help address it around the world. Vaccinate America and help vaccinate the world. That's how we're about to beat this thing. We're always going to have enough doses for every American who wants one. Our work in donating vaccines to the world is about America following through on our promises and delivering what we say we'll deliver.
America is not selling the vaccine doses, and President Biden says there are no demands or conditions attached, and there's no favoritism being shown. At the end of August, the US is also set to start shipping 500,000 doses of the Pfizer vaccine that it has pledged to 100 low-income countries by June next year. Currently, there's an increase in infections in the US fueled by the Delta variant, but Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says the surge is seasonal and the spike will ease soon.
In terms of shutting down, we're not shutting down. We're going to have schools open. We're protecting every Floridian's job in this state. We're protecting people's small businesses. These interventions have failed time and time again throughout this pandemic, not just in the United States, but abroad. They have not stopped the spread, and particularly with Delta, which is even more transmissible. If it didn't stop it before, it definitely ain't going to stop it now.
Mr. DeSantis is refusing to impose any business restrictions or mask mandates, even though the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends both. Florida now leads the U.S. in per capita hospitalizations for COVID-19. It currently has more than 10,200 COVID-19 hospitalizations compared to about 1,000 6 weeks ago. His policies have attracted criticism from White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
Florida is not the only state. Seven states have both a statewide ban on mask mandates and a prohibition on school districts from requiring masks in schools. 50% of the 50,000 hospitalizations in the country came from just four states, with Florida being nearly a quarter of those. At a point in every leader's life, they have to make a decision about whether they're going to abide by public health guidelines to save people's lives or whether they're going to be guided by politics. We'll hear the president convey later. If you're not going to be a part of saving people's lives, then get out of the way.
And in Argentina, thousands of youngsters with pre-existing medical conditions have started to get immunized with the Moderna vaccine. Health authorities are using a batch of 3.5 million doses of Moderna vaccine donated by the US to inoculate the young population. Argentina has administered a first dose of different vaccines to 25.3 million people and two doses to around 7.3 million people. 14-year-old Mateo Perna is loving the freedom that comes with being vaccinated.
I think I didn't hang out with my friends as much before, and now I can invite a friend over and do things I couldn't do without being vaccinated.
The goal is to immunize about 900,000 adolescents before the Delta variant spreads massively in the South American country. The health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sarah Shalala, SBS News.